From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, February 4th. Coming up, we talk with Shambana weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard once again about the winter storm that hit this week. He'll tell us what to expect through the weekend and more. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Drivers are finding themselves stuck in snow all across Illinois. The Illinois State Police say nearly 2,000 motorists have called for assistance across Illinois since the storm began early Wednesday morning. That's six times the number of motorists who called for help last week during this time. Josh Carando is a spokesperson with the Illinois State Police. He says the time it takes police to get to stranded drivers can vary.
We've got such a big area that it just varies from everywhere. You know, it just depends on where the call comes from and where our troopers are coming from.
Carando says police will continue to help stranded drivers for the remainder of the storm. Still, he says the fewer cars on the road, the easier it is for snow crews and first responders to do their jobs. It's said that pet parents will do anything for their furry friends. When a Vermilion County woman tried to take her dog to the vet yesterday, the normally short trip took a lot longer on a snow-packed highway. Illinois Newsroom's Tanisha Spain explains.
That's Juno, a German Shepherd. On Thursday, her owner, Melissa Bolin of Westville, loaded up the sick pup and headed west on I-74 with her sister-in-law, Amy. They were headed to a vet clinic in St. Joseph. The 30-mile trip usually takes a half hour, but after a foot of fresh snow, it took hours. Can you describe what it looks like out there for people?
They just need to stay home right now.
Yeah, it's a mess. There's a bunch of semis in the ditches. The wind's starting to pick up, which is blowing, and the roads are super icy.
Turns out, Juno the dog had a bad tooth infection. She was treated and sent home, and after another slow, snowy drive, everyone made it home safely. Tanisha Spain, Illinois Newsroom.
Many schools and municipalities in our area are once again closed today because of poor road conditions. They include Champaign Unit 4 schools, Urbana District 116, Parkland College, and Danville Area Community College. Find a full list of closings and cancellations submitted to our newsroom at illinoisnewsroom.org. Elsewhere today, an Illinois policy analyst is happy to see Governor J.B. Pritzker wants to put an extra $500 million toward Illinois' $130 billion in unfunded pension liabilities. Lawrence Massall of the Civic Federation says it would help the state make some progress with its massive pension obligations.
It is, by and large, a very positive development that the governor is the first governor since at least 20 years to make more than the statutory required contribution without borrowing.
However, Massall says he'd like to see more structural changes to how the state handles public employee pensions. Illinois currently has 600 separate pension funds, and Massall wants to see them consolidated to improve oversight and save on administrative costs. Still to come, we check in once again with meteorologist Andrew Pritchard about this winter storm. He'll tell us about snow totals and what we can expect through the weekend. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
In the five-part series, The Universe Revealed, Nova takes viewers on an epic journey through the cosmos. State-of-the-art animation provides astonishing, photorealistic glimpses of the birth of a star, the chaos created as two galaxies collide, and the power of a supermassive black hole. The episodes even take viewers back on the ultimate time travel voyage to witness the birth of space and time itself. Learn how you can stream this and other Nova films as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Snow has finally stopped falling across most of Illinois this morning, but travel remains hazardous in many parts of the state. Shambana weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard has been updating us throughout the week on this storm. He spoke with me this morning from the road, and believe it or not, he's talking with some people in Iowa today about spring weather.
That's right. I'm on my way to Iowa to give a talk about spring weather, but wasn't so sure if I would make it out this morning, but driving across Champaign-Urbana, getting out of town, the main roads, they're mostly drivable, but they are still entirely covered by snow and ice. So if you've got a vehicle that typically struggles in winter weather, maybe stay on home, keep it cozy for one more day. If you do need to be out, I think you'll be able to get places across Champaign-Urbana. You just want to take it slow and know there will be some slipping and sliding, maybe some of those secondary roads still pretty snow covered. And I imagine crews will be working hard through the day today to get things open and moving. But it does look like most of the main roads you can drive on them, but they're going to be slippery probably for another 24 hours, if not a little bit longer on some of those secondary roads.
And Andrew, the wind has been very problematic for crews trying to clear those roads off. As we start the day today, will the weather kind of be the friend of those road crews out there today?
The weather does become a friend. Yeah, we had the winds blowing through the day yesterday and then into the night. The winds are going to begin to fade quickly here this morning, down to nearly calm. Winds will be around 5 to maybe 10 miles per hour as we head through most of the day today. Skies will eventually begin clearing. We've got some cloud cover this morning, but we should see some blue sky and some sunshine by the end of the day today, and then plenty of sunshine through the rest of the weekend. So as far as favorable conditions go, you couldn't ask for better here to get things moving again across central Illinois.
And then as far as snow totals from the storm, Andrew, what have we seen here in Champaign-Urbana and maybe in some other areas of the state?
Well, most of the official measurements across central Illinois are going to be taken here around 6 or 7 in the morning. So we'll get a good idea of official totals across the area. I've seen a report of 12 and a half inches here in Savoy. I've seen a lot of 10, 11, 12 inch totals across Champaign County and east central Illinois. So it looks like around a foot, maybe an inch or two below that. I'm sure there are some local high spots there above a foot as well, but it does look like anywhere from 10 to 12 inches is probably going to be the norm across Champaign-Urbana from this snowfall event.
Certainly, Andrew, this storm is one that folks will be talking about for many years to come, I would guess. As you kind of think about what you've seen this week, what are some of your takeaways from this winter storm?
Well, it was a really unique storm, and we talked about this on the 21st yesterday, but not one where we had that classic area of low pressure sweeping in from the southwest, you know, with the heavy snow on the north side and maybe strong storms on the south side. This was a really widespread event with a frontal boundary that was stalled from Texas and New Mexico. They had blizzard conditions all the way in the southern plains. And then you could follow that frontal boundary all the way into New England. Portions of Maine were under winter storm warnings. So during the day yesterday, you had winter storm warnings from Texas and New Mexico all the way through the southern plains into the Midwest, portions of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana. And then you could follow the same system all the way into, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. So, you know, a kind of an unorthodox way to get a ton of snowfall here in the Midwest, but kind of a unique situation here where not just us was seeing that snow, but a huge swath of the eastern United States, the southern, central, and eastern United States impacted by this storm.
That's meteorologist Andrew Pritchard recapping the winter storm that hit much of the country this week. We'll continue to provide live updates on road conditions and more today at IllinoisNewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, Andrew says skies will gradually clear today, not as windy, with a high of 21 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Tanisha Spain, and Caroline Kobzanski. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.